right. New stream, same me. Let's go. Okay, chat. How many victims do we have here today? How about 1,000 viewers? All right. I mean, I'm going to break my bank account buying rope for all of you, but that's okay. For legal reasons. That's a joke. So, I've got something a little different for all of you today before we begin. I wanted to have a little conversation with you guys. Something a bit more serious than usual. I hate to break character, which is why I almost never do it. But I'll just, for a little bit, just for this little talk. So, some of you might know, some of you might not, but recently there has been a small controversy about me. And I just wanted to clear up all the misunderstandings and misinformation surrounding it. So, there was this comment I received, and I won't say who posted it. If you know, you know. And in this comment, the commenter was basically going off a bit and how I'm creepy and my whole personality is wrong and everything. Which, I mean, I'm a yandere, you know? So, what do you expect, right? Well, my character is a yandere, is what I mean. But anyway, so as a response to this comment, I posted an IP address. Now, some people are saying that I posted the commenter's IP address and that's really messed up and it's a form of doxing. Some people are even saying I meant it as a legitimate threat. But let me clarify. So the IP address I posted is not a real IP address. There are a bunch of different websites where you can generate IP addresses, and I just took one of those for a joke. Because it's a funny joke, right? Like, it really plays into my character. Some random person calls out a yandere over the internet, and then the yandere immediately and absurdly escalate things. The extreme and sudden response is funny. There's a lot of humor in that, as long as you understand that it's a joke. But, of course, some people can't separate reality from fiction, and they didn't understand that it's a joke, and thought I was the kind of person to actually do something like that. Honestly, I don't even know if those IP address websites give you a real IP address. I know that what they give you looks like a real IP address, but if you actually track it down, I don't know if it would take you to a real Wi-Fi network or a computer or whatever an IP address is specific to. See, I'm not even 100% sure what an IP address even is. Some people are saying that I somehow tracked that person's IP address and posted it. I'm not even sure if that's possible, and if it was, I have no idea how to do it. I might be a VTuber, but that doesn't mean I'm tech-savvy. Now, maybe, the website I went to gave me a real IP address, as in one that is actually in use. And if it was, I had no way of knowing. My assumption was that it wasn't in use. So if that happened, then that's real unfortunate. And I'm sorry that happened. Some people are saying it was a real IP address, but I have no idea if they're trolls or not. I assume they are because what are the chances the website gave me a real IP address, right? Like, out of all the possible combinations, would it really give me a real one? Anyway, that's all I really wanted to say about the matter. I guess the point I'm trying to make is that I don't actually do creepy stuff like that. You know, I'm not the type of person to actually stalk someone in real life or do yandere things. It's all just a gag. Like, come on, chat. Do you guys really think I'm a yandere in real life? You've gotta be kidding me. Thanks for backing me up, Chad. I really appreciate the support. I know I can always count on you. You know what? No, that's on me. I should have seen that coming. Seriously, though, this is the one time I'm breaking character since forever. I don't track anyone's real-life information. I'd never do anything like that. I don't do yandere stuff like doing any stalking or threatening people I feel threatened by. I promise, behind the screen, I'm just a normal person. And if anyone in chat disagrees, please, just get out right now. Huh? Seriously? Chat, please, I think... Wow. That's a sudden drop. You guys really took that to heart. You know, I think you're all taking things a bit too literally here. And now we're down to just one victim? Two, actually, if you count me. Still, though, I'm glad that if there's one viewer remaining, it's you. You were my first viewer, so it's fitting you'd be the last to leave. Thanks for sticking with me all this time. I can't believe chat left me, though. The entire chat. Well, other than you, obviously, which I appreciate. But still, I'm going through something really difficult right now, and chat thinks, okay, now's the time to leave. Yeah, I kind of pulled that one on myself, but it was just an expression. That's okay. Stayed. That's all that matters to me. I really don't think I'm in the wrong here. That commenter was being really, really rude. They weren't just insulting me over the yandere stuff. They were also insulting my audience. And that includes you. Obviously. You. Specifically. They were pulling that parasocial card that haters always use, saying that I'm not really friends with my viewers and that they're not really friends with me, which, might I remind you, includes you specifically. They were calling you delusional. Who are they to say our friendship isn't real? Who made them an authority on relationships? I talk to you all the time, don't I? Back when I first started, it was just the two of us. Remember? I talk to you so personally all the time. That's interaction, isn't it? Meaningful, real interaction. I talk to you all the time just like in-person friends do. And you talk to me directly, right back. You told me about your day, I told you about mine. We laughed, we joked, we still laugh and joke. Just like in person, real friends. Real friends, aren't we? I think of you as my friend. Don't you think of me as your friend too? Right, we're friends. If you say we're friends, then no one has the right to say otherwise. Our relationship isn't anyone else's business. They can just stay bitter. A lot of people say that in a parasocial or an online relationship like this. Well, I don't want to call it a purely online relationship. More like online focused. I mean, if we met in person, we'd be friends in person, right? And you told me what city you live in, right? And I was looking at flights to your city and they're really not that expensive. Oh, sorry, that was an in-character joke. But what I was saying is, a lot of people say an online relationship is less legitimate because online, you can control what information you show. You can hide a lot about yourself. I mean, you've never been to my house, right? For all you know, I've actually got a shrine to you in there somewhere. But you can say that about real life too. You can hide so much. People are so fake these days. Well, I assume it was always like that, though. The thing is, online, you have more freedom to be yourself I feel, when you're going about your day-to-day life outside is always so suffocating. You have to be careful about how you act because there are real social consequences. But online, even if you act weird, what's the worst that can happen? Assuming you're not using your real-life identity. You get banned from a server or website or something, when you can just make a new account anyway. It's not a big deal. The consequences for being yourself are way smaller online. If I acted like myself in real life, my siblings and parents would probably disown me. Honestly, you know me way better than even my siblings or parents do. And I spend way more time with you when compared to them too. So who has the right to say I'm not your friend? That commenter was trying to say that, saying that the viewers are the only ones emotionally invested in the relationship, that the relationship is so one-sided. But that's not true of our relationship now, is it? Mine and yours. Sure, you watch my streams all the time, and I know it's a lot of effort because it's not your job or anything. I know you always take care to comment and support me so often, and I really appreciate that. You're very invested in me, which is something I love so much about you. But I'm invested too. I pay artists for art. I bought all this expensive audio and recording equipment. I practiced my voice work and studied algorithms and everything. I did so much just to have a sort of platform I could use to talk to you. Would a normal in-person friend put in that much work and effort for you? Doesn't all my effort make our relationship mutual? Maybe our relationship isn't typical, but if anything, it's even greater. And that commenter, that stupid, naive commenter, was telling me how I don't know you. How I don't know the real you. How you hide everything behind the computer screen. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard. I know so much about you. I know everything about you, even the parts you never told me. I know your name, and I'm not just talking about your account name. No, I'm talking about your real name. I know your hobbies, even the old ones you gave up. I know your interests, the things you love, the things you hate, the people you hate. It makes me hate them too. I know what's close to you. I know your hopes, your fears, your dreams, and desires. I know all your little insecurities, which, by the way, I personally don't think are justified. I know all the things you try to hide, even from yourself. I know you better than you even know yourself. There isn't anyone in the world who knows you like I know you. And yet that stupid, random nobody thinks my relationship with you is fake. I have done so much just to get even a little bit closer to you. Do you have any idea how hard it was to track all your info down? To get your photos, your phone number, your address? But no! They still think my love for you is fake. Even though I'd do anything for you, I'd kill or die for you, I'd sell my soul for you, I'd travel across the world for you. In fact, I've already booked my flight. Oh. Would you believe me if I told you it was all just an in-character joke?